is weird, odd, strange, or just plain bizarre is really your cup of tea, then the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast will give you that fix. Can't believe it? Well, listen for yourself as we deliver the strangest news you definitely won't find on CNN or Fox. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the GSMC Weird News Podcast, brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network. I am your host, Heidi, and I am joined by...
Sarah.
And Ariane.
Hello.
And we will be starting our Weird News with a interesting, almost Halloween sort of topic. I find it very frightening. But there will be an asteroid that will pass by Earth that is slightly skull-shaped.
Oh.
And unfortunately, wow. It will not be passing overhead this month. It'll be passing over in November, so a little bit late for Halloween.
Will we be able to see that?
I think you can see it, but you can't really see the skull shape unless you have a
super high tech.
You just work in astronomy or something. Otherwise, you really can't see it, which is unfortunate. I mean, that would be kind of cool and frightening. Just for some trick-or-treating fun. But apparently this asteroid has passed by earlier. I think in 2015, it's actually when they named it. It is asteroid 2015 TB145.
So what is it, like, orbiting something?
I guess. Us? I don't know how asteroids work. I guess there's like an asteroid belt, I know, in the universe.
Right.
And sometimes I think they just kind of get shot off from there for whatever reason. Earth does something wrong or something, and one of them just gets kind of like flicked towards us. I don't know. But when it passed in 2015, it flew past Earth at a distance of just 300,000 miles away. And I guess for comparison, the average distance between Earth and the moon is only 238,855 miles.
Oh, okay.
To be very specific. It was pretty close. It was just a little bit past the moon's distance from us.
Mm-hmm. Is it like the size of the moon?
No, it's much smaller.
Okay.
I didn't get the size of it, but they did say that because it was passing by Earth on Halloween in 2015, NASA called it the Great Pumpkin.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
So if it passed about 300,000 miles last time, do they have an estimate for this time?
It'll be close? Further this time, okay. So it won't be as close, okay. Which I guess maybe makes it less exciting. I mean, I think that's really good that it's not passing right close.
Because, you know, that's just the plot of a movie where things are bad.
Exactly.
Right, or just the plot
Armageddon.
Of our history.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, talk about, like, frightening Halloween things, just to have it, like, pass by kind of close. I really don't need that.
No.
I don't need to
know
about
that. That'd
be
creepy even just to see, like, even if it was the size of the moon, like, two moon-shaped, like, things in the sky as you're trick-or-treating, you're like,
oh,
wow.
Oh, that'd be terrifying.
Well, and the fact that it's shaped like a skull, I mean, the man in the moon is one thing, but to have, like, to look up, if you could actually see it, and
right.
just like a skull.
Oh, yeah.
It makes me think of Harry Potter and the Dark Mark.
Right.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I thought of that, too, where it's like a Death Eater going right. by. That's terrifying.
Kids would stay inside. They wouldn't even...
yeah.
That would encourage them to not go out at night.
Healthy kids.
The skull goes by.
No candy this time. No candy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awful.
If you're bad, the skull-shaped asteroid will pass by.
Oh, gosh.
That would terrify a child forever. They would not want to go trick-or-treating. They'll be like, no, skulls come out at night.
They might not trick-or-treating. They might not ever go out at night again.
Oh, yeah. No.
That would terrify me. Oh, also, okay, so apparently I do have the diameter, and it measures between 2,050 feet and 2,297 feet.
Hmm.
So that's still rather large. But I'm sure with the distance, you know, it doesn't look that big.
And in space, the size of space obviously is vast.
So. Right, right. Yeah, I mean, that's still frightening. So we also have another story that is a little bit... a little bit nicer, at least for me. Definitely closer to home. So in Norfolk, in England, there is a snail racing championship. that is held.
Wow.
I think it's annual.
How do you get the snail to go in the direction you want it to go?
That's what I'm wondering.
Or is it like turtle races where they just have to get to the edge of a circle?
Yeah, so they just get to the edge of a circle. So they all start, it's kind of like a, looks like a bullseye, mm-hmm. where they kind of start in a circle in the middle, and then they try and reach the outside circle.
Okay.
So I don't know if that's like they put like lettuce out there or something, and like try and encourage it. Apparently the prize is actually just a box full of lettuce.
Oh, wow. Snail. Okay. I'd be an opponent throwing like salt chunks.
Oh, that's so mean.
Just for the other competition. Exactly. You'll never come out there. Alive.
Oh, remind me not to be in anything competitive with Ariane.
Nothing with a snail.
Nothing.
Right. I will find your weakness.
Or just to never be a snail around Ariane.
Pretty much.
Yeah, apparently there are like 150 snails that participated in this race.
Wow.
Which is a lot of, I guess it's like a big circle. Maybe they have different rounds.
Maybe.
You know? Like,
is it like an annual thing or was it the first?
Yeah,
or?
I think it's annual, and they said that it gets really competitive. They like train their snails.
What? So they're pets?
Yeah, so they have these like snail owners slash I guess like coaches.
I have no idea how to train a snail.
I don't know. I guess they said they like take it really seriously. Like they take into consideration the diet of the snail.
Wow.
And they even, I don't know how they tested this. This was just like a line in the article, but they said they're always drug compliant.
What? Oh, what? Wow. What kind of drugs would you give your snail? That's awful. Don't drug your snails.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if that also counted for like the coaches or like,
oh Jesus.
I don't know.
So do you have to like sign up? Like I couldn't just find a snail on the side of a, you know, somebody's house and just enter?
I think you might be able to do that. I don't think you have to like train your snail necessarily, but you probably have to sign up in advance. So maybe if like a few days beforehand you found just like a neighborhood snail and decided to sign up with that. I mean, I'm sure they would let you in.
I really want this now to be a movie, How to Train Your Snail, like How to Train Your Dragon. I would like there to be a movie.
I mean, there's the
duration
snail
of that?
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to watch it.
It takes like, forever.
Yeah, it's just twice as long of a movie. It's just 4 hours.
Oh, no.
There is that snail movie, but the snail, what is that?
Like
Turbo?
Turbo?
Turbo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that wasn't that great of a movie, but.
That was but it wasn't.
I like the concept, you know. I mean, it's like this, but a lot faster.
Right.
And cars are involved. And the snail gets infected with car juice. I don't know.
Something, yeah.
Something.
It's been a while since I saw this. Salt.
Ariane just destroying all the competition.
You know, my husband trains animals. I should ask him how to train a snail. Maybe he would know.
You guys could start that backyard snail racing.
I like it. We have plenty of snails here, you know, you find on the sidewalk.
I have plenty of salt.
That's so sad. Just like the circles would just be, oh, they'd have to like dodge and weave.
Oh. Just like one grain here or there.
Oh, God.
No, it's just fine.
They're like, ow.
I'm a winner, okay? I'm a winner.
You're a cheater.
What?
It's not cheating if you found the other person's weakness.
They all have the
or
same weakness, though.
The other creature's weakness.
And how would your snail know? I mean, would you train your snail to not go near the salt?
I'll ask your husband how to do that. Yeah. In training.
I don't know. Apparently, so when they do the races, they have like a damp cloth, I guess, so the snails stay healthy or something. I guess they need like the dampness to move over. So they just put out a damp cloth, and then there are three concentric circles inside. And the outer circle they have to reach is 13 inches.
Hmm.
And I didn't look to see how long it takes them.
I was just going to ask that.
I'm not sure. I feel like that would take a long time, but
an all-day event or a weekend thing. Yeah.
I can imagine, you know, the starting pistol fires and everybody's cheering, cheering, cheering. And then like 2 minutes later, they're all like, okay.
Yeah, they just go inside their shells and just say, we're not doing this.
Maybe, I don't know, maybe like the snails just start to like make friends with the other snails in the competition.
It
like,
wouldn't be competition then.
Yeah, just like hanging out.
Right.
I don't know how you would avoid that. Yeah, right, just the camaraderie of snail racing.
Apparently you have to train them not to make friends.
Yeah.
You have to warn them that there are people like Ariane out there who will be assaulting them.
Avoid all the other competition at all costs. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I wish they had a video of this when I looked it up, because I can't imagine, like, really, like, you know, like softball has cheers, you know, like, I don't know how they would do that in snail racing. I also feel like I would just get bored and go, like, get a snack or something in the middle of the race. Yeah. Or,
I would hope they have at least a concession stand, if not food trucks.
Exactly.
That would be fun.
If it was a lot of people signing up, how many did you say?
This was 150 snails. So wow. I feel like there have to be different rounds, you know?
I think so.
Or maybe like different stations, different like different races going on at the same time. Mm-hmm. I feel like that'd be maybe. The only time efficient way to go about snail racing.
Right.
But they put little numbers on all of them. So that's how you like identify. They have like different stickers and everything.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I also feel like, I don't know, maybe you just eat the lettuce. I'm not sure how else you keep keep yourself occupied, but it was pretty adorable. I was a big fan of the idea of snail racing. But I mean, if you ever go to Norfolk, maybe you can participate or at least go to witness the great snail race of some kind. I would be down for that.
Just for 5 minutes, then I'd be like, okay, this right. is boring. What else is there to see?
Yeah. Oh, for sure. I also don't feel like that's a big place of tourism. But I mean, I don't know. I've never been there.
Me either.
Okay, I'm going to jump in here for just a minute because Tate, who is another one of our show hosts, just popped into the studio for a second, and he apparently has thoughts.
About the snails?
Yeah.
Let's hear him.
Okay. First off, hello, everyone.
Hi.
Here's a crazy thing. Every year for the Kentucky Derby, a group of friends of mine, we go and we catch crawfish.
Yeah.
For a crawfish broil.
Okay.
But what we do is we take like 20 crawfish and we paint numbers on their back. Mm-hmm. And you actually have a crawfish race and the winners get to live and they don't get cooked.
It's like the presidential turkey. You know, you get one. Yeah.
So I just wanted to share that part because I was listening to you guys and I've been part of a crawfish race for years. So just wanted to share that.
I'm calling PETA.
Bye-bye.
My crawfish would be the winner.
How would you...
I don't know crawfish.
How would you sabotage
yet?
The other crawfish?
I don't know that yet.
She'd figure it out.
Yeah.
Boiling water in front of them.
Oh, gosh. Oh, God. I mean, that would be terrifying. I wouldn't want to participate. I wouldn't want to be a crawfish in that race.
Oh, no. That's terrifying. So first you get caught, so you're terrified. Then you're putting this, you know, it's like...
Literally
the Hunger Games
for your
like
life.
The Hunger Games.
Exactly. They fight each other. Yeah. Little pinchers.
Poor crawfish.
This has gone in a really dark direction.
We're in a different area. Well, okay, good then. It's probably time for a break. And then we'll come back and talk about our next weird news topic.
Check out the show built around the women of MMA. From the UFC to the extreme cage fighting, we got the fights covered.
Listen.
It's the Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast. The latest news of upcoming fights, discussions of previous matches. Join us as we talk to and about the biggest names in women's mixed martial arts, past, present, and future. When it's the women's fight game, you know where to listen to. The Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast.
Welcome back to the GSMC Weird News Podcast. Our next topic, we'll also be talking about some animals, but this is not really a race. This is a search. So apparently there are some mountain goats in Olympic National Park, which is in Washington State, on the Olympic Peninsula. Some of these goats have developed a taste for human urine and sweat.
That's nasty.
Whoa.
I mean, the headline itself got me. But apparently, so the mountain goats are not actually a native species to the area.
Okay.
They were just introduced. So I felt a little bit better as I read the article knowing that.
So the ones that do actually, the natives there, they're not into that?
And these are mountain goats, not mountain sheep, right?
Right. These are mountain goats. Okay. And so I guess like because it's like out in a park, people will often just like relieve themselves on the side of a trail.
Oh, what?
Yeah. Right. So then the goats will go find these areas that people have relieved themselves and just like eat the dirt where this has happened.
Well, is it because of the salt?
Because
they lick salt. So
right. Right. It's because of the salt and the minerals mm-hmm. that are found in these substances. And it's apparently driven them to do some crazy things. because they're so desperate for these minerals and salts that, like, if people are, like, camping or having a picnic or something, they'll just, like, butt in into people's, like, little picnics. They'll just, like, follow people on trails.
That's scary.
I'm just imagining waking up with a goat licking me.
Well, like, they'll, like, find, like, backpacks and stuff that people have, like, worn, you know? Or, like, if they use, like, if people, like, take off their shirts on a trail and they put them on the side, people will find goats, like, licking their belongings for the sweat that has collected on them.
Ew. Aren't there salt licks?
Some of those.
There were a lot. I read this article and there were a lot of things where it's like, I feel like there are other solutions to this.
Yeah.
You know, like other, salt and mineral deposits that the goats could use.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if maybe they've just developed a taste for it now and it just wouldn't matter.
Bother them, huh?
If they put in other stuff, they just would still prefer the humankind. I don't know.
So is this like a problem for campers are in this national park then?
Yeah, people have reported that it's, I mean, one, they said it's really annoying and weird to have goats just like shadowing them and,
like, stalking
waiting
you.
For them
right
to...
like hanging around their like campsites and stuff,
encouraging
and
then, you to drink water, right, like,
walking around with water bottles just staring at you. Apparently in 2010 though, there was a fatal goat attack someone who's in the park, and I don't know if this was related to the taste the goats have developed. I'm not sure. But they didn't go into specifics about this. I think it was just like someone got like mobbed or mm-hmm. I don't know the right term is, but like run over by these goats. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if maybe that person was like annoying the goats, you know, or something, okay. Or like taunting them. I'm not quite sure.
Was it one goat or was it like a whole, are they called herds?
Herds?
Yeah, herd.
I don't know. I probably should have looked into this more, but I think it could be either. They didn't really clarify, but they have horns. So it could have been, or like maybe a goat, kind of like if they was near a cliff or something, I could see something like that.
Head butted him up. I mean, there's several possibilities. They aren't huge.
No,
it's not like being
not.
Attacked by a bison or something.
They're strong though.
Yeah.
And like sure footed. So I could definitely see something like that happening. So they said, and also not only have they like developed a taste for this, but their populations are increasing like exponentially.
Because of the minerals?
Yes.
There's just an abundance of minerals. I mean, I think some of that is they're not a natural animal, so mm-hmm. maybe they don't have as many like natural predators mm-hmm. as other animals would. But because of the risk they might pose to humans, or more of like the annoyance, and because of the like number of them, they said that, so they were introduced in the 1920s and their numbers have like blossomed to like 700 mm-hmm. goats, which I guess is just like too much for the area,
right?
And so they've started like moving them, so they'll like try and herd them with helicopters kind of, and they'll like take them in I think like nets, and they'll take them by pairs and move them to other locations. And then they like have put GPS collars on them,
okay,
so that they can like track where they are,
right,
to make sure
them.
They don't come back. Yeah like tag them and whatnot. And I think some people were saying that they were upset by this because they were saying if they couldn't control the number of goats with just relocating them, they might actually have to go into other measures of population control.
Right.
And maybe like shooting some of the goats.
Goat hunting season?
You can hunt bighorn sheep. There is a bighorn sheep hunting season. I don't know specifically. I'd have to look it up. But there are very, very few tags, at least in Montana where I'm from, there are very few tags given out each year for bighorn sheep, and not even if you get a tag, it's not 100% sure that you'll actually be able to find a sheep. So I would imagine there could be a similar process for mountain goats.
Yeah, I could imagine. I don't know. I didn't see anyone talking about hunting, but I think the park was saying that they don't want to have to do this.
Right.
It was just like if other measures aren't working. And then I'm also like not sure if they're like moving them to a place where they can easily just come back.
Right.
I don't know. But they're definitely tracking them to make sure they don't.
Can you imagine if you were just a mountain goat going about your day and all of a sudden you were scooped up in a net and like,
yeah exactly.
Suddenly you're taken to, I mean, it's bad enough if you were put in a truck or something, but flown somewhere.
Right.
Day,
other
like,
people
from
are
a net.
Fine. Yeah. You're what? A creature who's only been, you know, on the ground your entire life. Right,
exactly. Why wouldn't they put like salt, you know, strips or what are they? Salt blocks?
Like salt licks.
Yeah. In the area they drop them off at so they don't like move back.
Yeah, I could see that. I mean, again, there were just so many moments where I was like, is that really the most efficient way to deal with this problem?
Right, yeah.
They're like, yeah, I don't know. They said they want to reduce the population by roughly 90%.
Oh, okay.
So wow, they have a big task ahead of them.
Yeah. So. Tell the campers to start bringing salt sticks and throwing them away.
Like catching their eye and then just throwing it like
over there.
Yeah, I guess. They also said that they can't control goat populations in other ways. Like they haven't been able to find like a contraceptive. Yeah, basically. They haven't been able to find other preventative things. Oh. And I guess they said that like they can't implement fertility control because the animals are hard to corral. And then also there hasn't been an approved contraceptive available, which then means someone has tried to make contraceptive for mountain goats and it for some reason hasn't been approved.
Oh wow.
I'm not sure what I'm that interested test
if
is.
It's actually a contraceptive or they've tried like I don't know that spaying and neutering is the correct term for mountain goats, but or if they can do that, I don't know, are there laws?
I don't know if they can do that to a wild animal though. You know, as opposed to something like on a ranch or like a cow that you own.
Something that's owned by somebody else.
Right, exactly. I'm not sure if they're allowed to do that. So, I mean, that's why they said they're having trouble is because they just can't, they can't control them in other ways. So they have to do the relocation. But then I think they also said it's difficult if you can only move like two at a time.
Right.
Like using a helicopter. Right.
So quick question. How long does it take for the, I guess if the goat was pregnant, how long
The gestation?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I guess. I mean, that would make a difference in the population growth.
I don't think they're like rats, sure. But...
on a previous
somewhere
episode.
Somewhere between a rat and an elephant.
That's a big gap.
Yeah, I know.
That's a big gap. Yeah, I don't know.
So here's my advice. If you go hiking in Olympia, is it National Forest?
National Park.
National Park.
A national park. Then you need to take salt sticks and condoms.
Yeah. Large goats
condoms.
Large.
And just pass them out here.
To all the goats, just
I don't know.
You have to bring like the sex salt ed charts.
You can only have the salt stick if you read this brochure and take these condoms.
You have to sign a pledge.
That's right. They start following you, just good luck.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I would be terrified though if like some like mineral hungry goats just started following me.
Right?
Like that'd be really sketchy. Like that's scary enough to have like a stalker in the woods.
if I was alone.
Like on a trail and just goats just I like take a few steps and turn around and there'd just be goats
stop.
And
they just like chase you down too.
I
just
guess.
Start running.
Well then I feel like I
they
would
knock
never
knock you over and start licking your face.
Right, yeah. I would never stop for a bathroom break. Right. Like if I saw that like behind a tree like waiting for me, I would never stop. Just stop drinking water. Very unhealthy habits.
Yeah.
Oh,
this is terrible.
Yeah. I'd be terrified. So I understand why the Park Service wants to deal with this problem. That could definitely be a nuisance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. So I wish you the best of luck if you're going to go hiking in Olympia. Beware of the goats.
Right.
they just want your minerals. That's all.
That's all.
So we're going to take another quick break and then we'll be right back.
This is your ultimate stop for everything sports. The Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. Should I say more? From the NFL, MLB, the NBA, to MMA. It's all in here. The Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. Listen now.
Hello and welcome back to the GSMC Weird News Podcast. For our ending story, we are going to be talking about someone that the news knows and loves. Lindsay Lohan, she is back at it again. I feel like this
back
is right
at
after.
What, though? I mean,
back
out always
on the crazy, you know? She's back on that.
Okay.
Back into the news for a story that's not about a movie that she's doing. And this is right after she like had that thing where she was in Greece and like dancing and people thought she was like on drugs.
I didn't
even
know that one. The last I heard, she was Muslim.
What? I didn't hear that one.
I didn't hear that one.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. Well, this is another crazy story that when I read this, I was like, I shouldn't have expected anything less.
Right.
She was so cute in The Parent Trap.
I know.
And then
I know.
After that, it was just all downhill.
Something still happened.
Yeah. Yeah. It's still going. It's still going. She hasn't hit the end yet. So apparently, Lindsay Lohan was in Russia, of course, because why not?
Sure.
And, yeah. And she was partying in Russia. Also, to go along with the story, she live streamed the whole thing.
Okay.
So it is all recorded, of course, because I always live stream myself when I'm in Russia exiting my parties.
Me too.
Always. Mm-hmm. So she was live streaming herself. She exited a party in Russia and she came across a homeless family and she was trying to be a good Samaritan and she offered to buy them a hotel room.
Okay.
Which was very nice. Mm-hmm. But the mother refused the offer. But Lohan would not take no for an answer. So she started following them.
Oh.
And then she said she offered to just take their children to a hotel room.
She's the stalking goat.
she's hiding, following them.
Oh, see, this is just good intentions going very, very not good.
They say no, just leave it at that.
I know.
Well, and no one's going to want to give you their children.
Right. And I also don't know how communicated this because I don't think she speaks Russian.
I was wondering that myself.
So I don't know if she's just
heard
like,
that, Ariane, by the way. You might give Lindsay Lohan your children.
Not her, somebody else.
But I don't know if she just was like pointing at them or something.
Which
like
would
hand
be
motions.
Really scary, maybe, if they didn't understand what she was trying to ask them
right.
or say.
Also, if someone's just like filming something on their phone, like even if they don't know who Lindsay Lohan is, if someone just like is filming something on their phone and then like pointing at their children, like I'd be terrified.
Right.
So then the mother said no again. And then was, like, trying to, like, pull her children away, you know, and get away from the crazy person trying to steal her children.
Mm-hmm.
And so then she followed them still. And I guess she followed them, like, into, like, a dark, like, park or something.
Oh, that's creepy.
And she accused the mother of human trafficking and tried to take one of the kids. So Lindsay Lohan tried to take one of the kids to a hotel and just, like, forcibly, physically take them.
Wow.
Which would be its own version of human trafficking.
Exactly.
Right, exactly. And, like, why? How could you, like, accuse someone of doing this and then basically you're
going to try and
that.
Do that. Yeah, exactly.
Right. Yeah, so then she like tried to take one of the kids and so then the mom, which I feel like this is a very reasonable reaction, just turn around and punch Lindsay Lohan right in the
face.
And do we know for sure this was a homeless family and not just some random
family that
she decided was homeless?
I mean, I don't know. I guess if there's just a family sitting outside at night,
right.
You would assume homeless.
It's probably not an activity that.
Right. You don't just take your children out, just hanging around on the streets.
Right.
But yeah, so she just got punched straight in the face. Again, all caught on camera. And I really feel like this completely, like, that's not weird that a mom would do that.
No.
Right?
No.
Like, if someone's just taking your kid, you have
She's
to defend
lucky
yourself.
It was just a punch in the face.
Right.
Seriously.
Yeah. That's mama
then,
there. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And then also after the mom said like no and refused the offer.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, Lindsay, what are you doing?
She's trying
to take children.
Okay, so what happened? Did anything happen after this? Did Lindsay leave? Were the authorities called? Did Lindsay press charges?
I think then she just left. And I haven't heard anything about charges. I haven't heard anything. I mean, I don't know if she got...
What would be her argument if she pressed charges?
Well, you know, assault, but...
Yeah,
but
yeah,
she,
I guess.
She tried to take the child.
Yeah, and it's all on...
Yeah.
And
I mean,
she
I guess,
live streamed it. Oh,
right, exactly. So I guess at that point, you can't even delete the video and just say you were assaulted, you know,
no.
because people were watching you.
Right.
Like, assault someone else. Yeah, I don't know. I guess also maybe she was live streaming herself at the party
right.
and then just continued doing it.
When she left, did she leave with other people? Was she just following this family by herself?
I don't know. I assume
so
she
questions.
Was with other people.
Well, though. They should have probably told her just leave the family alone then, especially to let it escalate to her trying to take a child.
Right. I mean, I don't know. If you're hanging out with Lindsay Lohan, I'm not sure.
I don't
know what you're thinking about of sanity, of what you're expecting next of a smart move to happen.
Oh, my
no.
gosh.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I think the mother was in the right. I'm just going to...
I agree.
I mean, you got to defend your kids. Especially.
At any cost, if somebody's trying to take off with them.
Right. Yeah, for sure.
How old were the kids?
I don't know. I mean, I definitely think like young children.
Right. I wish I had something brilliant to say here that would just like make sense, but I have nothing that makes sense.
No, there's no clarification.
I feel like that would be a typical Lindsay Lohan reaction, though. It's like, no, nothing makes sense to comment on that.
Yeah, you just, like, kind of shake it off and leave. Go to the next party, maybe.
Oh, yeah. Stop going to parties.
I thought she was done with that after she got, like, the Oprah Didn't she get the Oprah contract and that was like you have to calm down or something?
Oh, maybe. Maybe she just moved it to a different continent. No. Like the
don't
contract.
Do it in America.
Yeah, yeah.
Anywhere else.
Well, the contract didn't go that far.
I vaguely remember she had a reality show for a while, and I think she was supposed to remain sober in order for that to work. Maybe that was part of the Oprah thing, but
yeah.
I don't think that worked out. But I don't remember specific details, so I don't want to blather about that.
Just assume. I mean, I guess if she's live streaming herself, then she has her own reality TV show now, produced by herself.
Exactly.
Oh,
that's
man.
Sad.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
not just, sad for her, sad
no,
for the family.
No. Yeah, right. That'd also be terrifying.
Yeah, it would be. It would. Part of me does feel bad for. I mean, part of me is just like, good Lord, woman. But part of me does feel bad that it's gotten to this point and she can't seem to
taking
get,
children. Yeah, that's a dark point.
Yeah, she can't seem to turn it around.
I know.
I feel like someone in her circle should have, you know, should tell her, okay, she, you take it to, you go overboard. Sometimes
she needs to get a she needs to get a grip friend.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Someone just be like, you're going a little, this is a little much. Children, really?
Yeah,
a
exactly.
little much. Maybe don't film yourself, too. It's
you're
too incriminating.
To take children.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, we wish you the best, Lindsay.
Good
please
luck.
Just, you gotta get a little control there.
Something.
She needs to just stay low key. I don't really feel like anybody cares what she's doing anymore.
Right. Well, if she's not making movies and she's just taking children, I mean, she should like get back in, like, you know, make a film or something or TV.
That was her beginner film, apparently, since she was video recording.
Yeah. Yeah. No. That was her audition tape.
That's her comeback.
Oh.
Oh, man. Yeah. The horrible comeback.
Yeah.
Your career
terrible.
Is lost.
Yeah. So, yeah, I feel bad for you.
That's
yeah.
a depressing note yeah. to end this episode on.
I'm sorry. Maybe next time I'll try and I'll be uplifting. I'll put the goats at the end next time.
Now, new weird news. What's today? Today's
oh, yes, today.
Oh, that's better. Oh, let's end on
so
that.
So, we are right now recording on October 2nd, which is a Tuesday, and that is Name Your Car Day. So,
yes.
If you want to go out there and name your car, please aww. Do, in celebration of this holiday.
Something and if you unique. Named it last year, then you can celebrate having named your car.
Right, or you can give it a middle name or something.
Oh, there you go.
You know, just
ooh,
continue
one
it.
One name a year.
There you go. Get a hyphenated last name, a nickname.
A junior.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that'd be
third
good.
Or something.
Well, it could be like, you know, the royal kids. They all have several middle names. So
oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it could be a royal car.
There you go.
Or like a Polynesian family and just give it a letter each year because their names are forever long.
Yeah, you just keep going. Or you just get different titles like Sir, Madam.
There you go.
Yeah.
Fancy exactly. car names.
I'd be down for that.
Mine would be Sir William something.
But your car's a girl.
My new car.
Oh, okay.
When I get a new car.
Okay.
Her name is Susan, by
you,
the way.
You better make sure that your car is male when you test drive it.
I think he will be.
Just get that
it's part
sense.
Of the test driving.
Yeah. He will
yeah.
be.
Yeah.
Because my plan is to get a Chevy Equinox, and he's definitely going to be a monster.
Okay. So. Good to know.
There you go.
Susan's doing me good right now, though. She's good. She's good.
Good for Susan. Keep following through. Getting you places. All right. Well, thank you for listening. We are going to be ending today's episode, and we will talk to you on the next GSMC Weird News podcast.